for your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6. It's Skiles Over Brooks.
Live from the Gruber Law Office, One Call, That's All Studios at Radio City.
Party, baby.
This is Skiles Over Brust. Presented by Bud Light.
It's a party, baby.
On 94.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
It's a party, baby. Woo! It's a party, baby.
Shut up, Ben Brust.
That from the man.
Tiger hater.
Strong start to the show. Hey, there's more group thing from everybody.
Tony Smith telling Ben Brust to shut up like most of the Scalzo and Brust family did yesterday. Because Ben Brust is a Tiger Woods hater. That is right. Of course, Tony Smith of Homer and Tomini fame. 2-4, 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. Listen to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Tiger Woods right now sits at +3 on the day, +2 overall in the tournament.
Yeah, loser Tony Smith got really excited about a baby club twirl on hole 12, a par 3, where Tiger hit it into the flowers. Yeah, it's going real well. +3 on the day. Tiger, doing great.
I will say it again. If he makes the cut, it's a win.
That is a loser mentality.
It's not a loser mentality.
That is a loser mentality.
The guy thought he was losing his leg.
You can't make comments and say, I think I could win, and then be happy about making the cut.
I'm not saying he's going to be happy about making the cut.
For the Greg Scalzo standard.
He has not played a tournament this year. He was worried he wouldn't even be able to walk the course.
That was smart. Set the expectations super low. Man, I can't walk this hilly course.
None of us thought we were going to see the guy play golf again. Him making the cut at the Masters is akin to Freddie Couples or Bernard Langer like making the cut. He's in that category now. He's probably going to play one tournament a year, and it's going to be at Augusta because it's his favorite course, and he plays it as well as anybody ever has.
That's great, but it doesn't change the fact that he is not good anymore, and we all got riled up because Tiger said he could potentially win this thing, and he's not even going to come
Nobody
close.
Nobody thought that he was going to win this
yes!
thing.
Yes!
The odds from
Tiger Woods would prove otherwise. He was 101, and that thing shot down.
You
making the cut, shot
you
down.
Know exactly
you know
what that is.
I know exactly what that is.
I mean, that's such a false narrative to build that's why everyone thought
he was
going to win.
Well, I just love the power that I have as I'm walking around the office all day, and Josh DiMaggio is like in my face, ooh, Tiger birdied. And like he literally just wants Tiger to do well because I'm right about Tiger continuously ruining his own life.
I think most golf fans, again, because Tiger makes everything more interesting, to me, it's a win if he makes the cut because that means he's playing Saturday and Sunday at Augusta National.
I get to watch him struggle walking the course Saturday, Sunday. I can't wait.
I guess, but like, I don't know why you wouldn't be excited about having the most popular golfer of all time playing in the most popular golf tournament of all time on Saturday and Sunday.
What a beautiful shot by world number one and leader of the Masters, Scottie Scheffler.
Nobody
right now.
Nobody knows who Scottie Scheffler is, and nobody cares about Scottie
Scheffler.
They're
going to.
No, they're not.
They're going to.
You want to know why? Because he's not interesting, and he's not Tiger Woods. Homer, you can have your own mic right there.
Hey, Homer, everyone loves when you join us.
They know who he is. You know who he is? Not Tiger.
Exactly.
And they're all the same. There's Tiger and not Tiger.
Yeah. No, yeah. There's a couple other mini stars that have always popped up and flamed out. Yes, there are. But they've never sustained because they've never been great.
I feel
the
bad for Tiger.
The greatness of Phil Mickelson surpasses the greatness of any of these other young golfers, and he wasn't even the best of his generation.
But, I mean, this tournament.
He's got to feel pretty bad, huh?
Tiger and not Tiger. Every single one of them is the same.
Tiger.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I totally agree with you.
Yeah.
Homer, Tiger's doing the thing now that he's +3 on this round. And he's at Amen Corner. He is walking to his ball like you walking to your ball right now.
What are you talking about? Homer's spry.
He's 5 strokes off the lead. He's walking the course going, I can win this.
He's going to, look at this. He just missed another par. Oh, no. Oh, just slipped out. He's 4 over on the day. He's seven shots off the lead. It's a joke that everyone got all excited.
But it's such a weird place for you to be actively rooting against him. Like, it's, I understand your annoyance.
He's a Tiger hater. That's what he is.
I guess, like.
Yeah, but he was a Tiger hater too in 19. And then once Tiger was in the mix, Ben Brust was flying the Tiger flag. He dressed up like him on that Sunday. Well, wore the hat and the red shirt.
That's why my nickname for him is Windsock. You never know which way the wind's blowing.
That's my nickname?
Yes. Ah! It's amazing. You take every position.
Lose that way.
It could be 10 minutes later.
It depends. Well, if 10 minutes later, it's right to be on the other side, then I'm going there.
No, I'm not arguing with you.
But right now, I'm very strong on the fact that Tiger Woods, original comeback was amazing. But now he runs a car into another tree.
So hold on, that's my thing. The original comeback, him winning in 19 wasn't that impressive. He was a top 10 ranked golfer in the world. He finished in top fives. I don't know how many. He was playing really good
top
golf.
Top fives. Tiger's standard was always winning, fives.
My point is, when he won the Masters, it was like, oh, finally, because he's been playing some of the best golf that he had been over those last 5 years. This is Tiger coming off of, he may never play again.
He needs, you know how John Daly plays in the senior PGA Tour? He drives around on the golf cart. He needs a golf cart if he's going to play in this tour.
You're working
he clearly doesn't.
Argument.
Yeah, what are you talking about? He can barely walk up to his damn
golf.
He's
going to make the cut.
Let me try to explain what's happening.
He's literally going to miss the cut. He is now plus +3. The cut line is projected at plus +3, and he's about to go.
The cut line's projected at plus +4. Slow down.
Let me explain what's happening.
Well, he's on his way on this par 5.
Let me explain what's happening for the Scalzo and Russ family. Josh and Ben have been bickering like brothers the entirety of the day about Tiger Woods. And Josh is annoyed, but when Josh gets annoyed, he goes silent. And Ben is annoyed, and when Ben's annoyed, he goes obnoxious. So you have obnoxious Ben spouting out, and Josh just angry in the background.
Well, this all started...
A lot of squares on that scorecard.
This all started because Ben was texting us... Ben was texting the group talking about how Tiger had like an implosion going on, and I got the Masters on one screen. I would
working
like to
hard.
See. I would like to. You were doing the same
after I had finished all my work.
Same.
No.
I got it. It's very hard to communicate when you do that. And we're getting blow up, and then of course when he starts doing good things like making par saves, hitting a couple birdies,
par saves, we're getting excited about.
That's what golf is.
Yeah, after you bogey
you
for your first five
like
holes,
1995 Tiger's walking through the door. He's a 46-year-old man who almost has leg amputated. It's cool to see this. It's more entertaining.
I just never thought I'd see the day that like a pill abuse. You are on the pill abusing Tiger side, who's crashing his car and hurts his leg, and now this is your guy? You want to go to war and text me, birdie, for that guy?
I am on the side of comeback stories of people who have dealt with their demons, who have faced challenges.
He's dealt with demons for years.
Correct.
And why do
I like
keep...
a good story.
This isn't a story anymore. It's the guy who continues to bleep
Scotty
up Shuffler. His life.
Couldn't do this story if his life depended on it.
I love that you purposely got Scotty Scheffler's name wrong to try and prove a point.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
He was world number one, baby. He can put asses in seats.
Is an accountant who's good at golf. I mean, like all these guys are just accountants that are good at golf. They're not interesting people. Say what you want about Tiger. He was as interesting as it gets.
Was. Keyword was.
It is now again.
My dad just got a hip surgery. He got a hip replacement on Wednesday. He walked to his freaking ball better than Tiger. Don't you mock John Brust.
I'm not.
What are you clapping about then?
I'm wishing him well, I guess that's... Okay. Yeah.
Because yeah. I was going to fight you if not.
No! Why would never?
Because this is his second hip replacement within 3 months.
What about John and I's relationship would make you think I'd mock him? Well, never, never.
You've just been annoying all day long. So
you're just ready on the trigger.
I'm ready to throw arms.
Yes.
Yeah,
I am. You're just eager on the trigger finger right now. And... Ben, I wouldn't.
It's just not a comeback story anymore. It's a sob story.
But it is
that all of you people who like Tiger now are buying
comeback.
Into. It's ridiculous. These 30-mile-per-hour gusts might blow him over.
Ron in the Key points out the brilliance of both of you guys taking each other out for not working today, which I want you to know did not go unnoticed.
Who should we be worried about noticing that?
I mean, I'm just saying. I think everybody's noticed that.
Let's be honest. I can work and have a little in the screen going in the ear. You put the headphones in.
Let's be honest. I cannot multitask.
No, you guys spent your afternoons watching the Masters at work as opposed to actually working.
Let's be honest.
I got a new monitor at my desk.
You're paid by the company to sit around
sports,
and watch.
Baby.
I will not take that as an acceptable answer, but I might have worked a little faster than normal to save myself a little time just to, you know, get a quick 15 in.
I was doing some revenue projections.
Breaks. Yeah.
You know? I was doing some stuff, some planning.
You don't know how to do revenue predictions.
For my own individual revenue.
That's called gambling, folks. That is called gambling.
I was actually thinking, what am I going to gamble on?
800-990-3776. Ron and the Key does chime in via the First Midwest Bank Talk and Text Line. First Midwest Bank, a division of Old National Bank, says Ben giving out winners again. Hashtag Fade Benny. Hashtag Tiger the Cut. Did we even talk about yet another loss to Homer in the NCAA Finals?
We did briefly.
You now owe 600
flat.
And you haven't paid Homer yet.
I don't know why
Homer, by the way, just left the studio. He's joining us in 4 minutes, but I think he'd rather do it from the car than in person.
I guess maybe he wants to go watch Tiger Woods struggle to hit the golf ball. I mean, I get it. I would want to watch it too. What? What's so silencing from you guys?
I'm having a hard time.
The betrayal is real and it's weird. Because I feel like you, like, do you think people like watching you succeed or fail on the golf course, Ben?
Probably fail because I then become a big baby.
So it's interesting to me now that you're also turning in rooting for him to fail. Well, many of you is probably the most sympathetic figure right now in this golf course.
Did I crash my car and break my leg after doing something that I probably shouldn't have been doing?
Allegedly.
Allegedly, that we all agreed on that we were going to go as that narrative?
We didn't agree that we didn't agree on that narrative. We agreed that's probably the most likely scenario.
Yes.
I mean, okay.
So that's apples to apples?
What's apples to apples?
Tiger being bad after he's done a ton of, like why is it that the car crashed?
It's the way that the world works, Ben. It's the way celebrity works. Celebrities go up, they get built up, and then they get torn down, and then you build them up again, and you tear them down again, and you build them up again.
Well, I'm here for the teardown.
I'm just letting you know, like, I don't look at Tiger as a hero for coming back from this, but he is the most sympathetic figure. He is the most popular golfer of our lifetime. He's probably the most popular athlete of the last 20 years. Him or Tom Brady are the most popular athletes of the last 20 years. In our lifetimes. The most popular athletes. And here he is, coming after nobody thought he would ever play a sport again. Not thinking he would be able to walk again. Thinking they might have to amputate his leg. And he's going to make the cut and we're going to get to watch him in Augusta
on Saturday. Unbelievable PR move by Tiger's team to say, oh, he almost needed his leg amputated. Yeah, but, you know, not just about a year later. Yeah, I think I could win the Masters. Unbelievable.
Well, of course he's going to say he thinks he's going to win the Masters because that's his MO. That's his brand is I think I can win anything. The dude never had a chance to win the Masters. I actually think Freddie Couples should be a more sympathetic figure. He also hasn't played around this year, really bad back issues right now.
What's with the Freddie Couples references?
Well, just him and Bernard Long are the only two old guys that I know on that. They're
and
the oldest,
Freddie.
Right? They're the oldest ones, I believe.
Andy North should be out there beating Tiger's ass.
You're pacing right now.
Yeah, I am. I know. I just want Tiger to miss the cut. I don't know why.
Andy would be disappointed in your take on this with Tiger. Brett in Madison chimes in, says, Ben is really taking the Tiger hate to a personal level. Ron in the Key said, you did famously try to further injure a teammate's leg, Ben.
Yeah, I was making him tougher, though. He was young. He can handle it.
That was Sam Decker, I believe?
Correct. In pickup and in a party in which, I don't want to talk about it. Kind of close to, like hazing, not hazing. No, we're not going there.
Ben Bruss hazed Sam Decker. David from Columbus says, whoa, tune into Bruss talking smack about Tiger, shaking my head. Me and most people my age grew up watching Tiger, and Tiger is responsible for cool people getting into golf before Tiger. It was not cool. It was just for the Ben Bruss Country Club people of the world. Put some respect on that man's name.
If you want to put respect, hey, David, turn on the Masters right now. You'll see Tiger sitting down eating a protein bar. It might take him 5 minutes to get back up.
800-990-3776. We will head over to the First Midwest Bank Talk and Text Line. First Midwest Bank, a division of Old National Bank. There we find the official unofficial muscle of the Scalzo and Bruss family, 64270.
No big deal.
Jason and Madison, my man, what's going on?
Man, how you brothers doing on this fabulous Friday?
Fantastic.
Masters, baby.
So as someone who went through a whole lot of self-inflicted wounds and created a lot of my own demons in my 46 years and came out of it a better man, I would argue, Benjamin, that it's even a more touching story when one is able to overcome their own demons. If somebody crashed into Tiger, oh, well, whatever. He's becoming a better version of himself, man. Mm-hmm. So,
how many chances does he get?
Those of us, who is it for you to judge that?
I mean, sooner or later, when are you going to become the best version of yourself, Tiger? Because you're 46, and if it continues to keep happening,
as long as it takes, Benny. Long as it takes, man. We should all strive to want ourselves to be our best self and root for all of ourselves to be our best selves, regardless of how
Jason,
long it takes.
Jason, I agree, but this is a sad scene.
What Jason is doing right now is imparting wisdom, Ben, because Tiger does need to become a better man for his family, and these trivialities were put into his life so he could grow from them.
I hope he does. I hope he grows.
Absolutely.
I hope he grows, Jason. Thank you for the call.
The man. Thank you, Jason. Love you. 800-990-3776. 800-990-3776. We'll be joined by Homer. We'll hear a little bit more what he thinks about Ben Bruss hate coming up next on Scalzo and Bruss, presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light.
It's not hate, it's realism.
You're listening to Bud Light, Scalzo and Bruss.
So that was the last full book you read?
Oh, 1,000%, yes.
In high school, you believe?
Yes, so that would have been 2010. When I graduated.
So 10 years ago.
It's been
a decade since you read a full book.
I'm starting to realize that people read books.
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
In Augusta at the Masters, one of the great comeback stories in the history of sports, maybe in the history of the world. Ben Bruss doesn't think so. He believes the Tiger should not get credit from coming back from a mistake, or I shouldn't even say a mistake, from a situation of his own making. I thought Jason in Madison, the official and official muscle of the Scalzo and Bruss family, did a nice job of imparting a little wisdom onto you. Appleman agrees, says, thank you, Jason, the muscle of the Scalzo and Bruss family, for setting Benny straight. That is Appleman in the misses making more gnomes.
More gnomes. More gnomes. I know what a gnome is now, so I don't have to spend more time on that.
We go to Homer on the First Midwest Bank Talk text line. First Midwest Bank, division of Old National Bank. You hear Homer on Homer and Tony every day from 2 to 4 on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. Of course, download their podcast entitled Homer and Tony. Homer, I know you were in here before, but it seems like you kind of aligned with Ben Bruss in that you are rooting against Tiger Woods.
No. I think Bruss has got some serious Tiger hate. I'm impressed the degree to which he goes. I didn't know why. Why so much hate?
Because I'm sick and tired of him getting a pass for all the negative things that he's done. And most recently, it's another example of, all right, Tiger messed up, was probably on some substances, crashed his car,
right?
And now, oh,
right.
What a hero this Tiger is. He's playing at the Masters. Let's glorify this celebrity who made bad decisions but just showed up out of the blue. He's playing at the Masters. Let's all go crazy for him. Woohoo!
We just got a hole in the Masters.
Because he got hurt in the accident, which was his fault. So,
but it's not the first time that something like this has happened.
No, but it is. I think the first mistake that he made was that he cheated on his wife. Like, that's what you're referring to.
Yeah, he got clubbed over the head with the...
He didn't get clubbed over the head. She smashed the
back
of his window. But, like, I mean, yes, he's had a history of issues with opioids because of all the injuries he's encountered. But again, you can blame a whole lot more than Tiger for that. Sorry, Homer, I didn't mean to cut you off. I just want to clarify that, like, this is the first time he ever got into a car crash, you know, that we have knowledge of. And we are assuming, making an assumption, and a reasonable one at that, that he might have been on some pills at the time.
Am I wrong in saying that he also...
How do you want... You're now in charge. You're Jim Nantz at the Masters. And you now, you give us the proper description of Tiger Woods.
Like, is he finishing up on 18 right now?
No, it's like Tiger Woods is playing in the tournament. A piece of crap deserves everything he gets.
Homer.
I don't know what you're going to say.
Why don't you be Jim Nantz here and just set Ben up like he's your color guy on the broadcast?
Okay, all right. We're here at the Masters, and... It's the return of Tiger Woods, a return that I'm not sure anybody expected as recently as the car accident he had. But to get the proper perspective, the full perspective, and the best perspective, let's go to Ben Brust.
Thank you.
Put it all in the proper context.
Thank you, Homer. You know, always a pleasure getting to work with you at every golf event. I think it's important right now to talk a little bit about Tiger Woods and how he got here. And you're going to hear a lot of cheering, a lot of roars, a lot of cool pictures on social media about Tiger's outfit. But we got to remember that Tiger has made a lot of mistakes, and we shouldn't just be celebrating Tiger because of what he's able to do on the golf course. This man put others at risk recently, and the celebrations that we are going to hear when he makes a birdie should not outweigh what he has done off of the golf course. I will be watching Tiger Woods, but I will not be here to gloat like every other person in the gallery when he does something well.
And that's because he drove when he shouldn't have.
Correct.
And therefore, just out of curiosity, how long is he punished for that in terms of people's inability to recognize?
I also, Homer, I do think it was a little bit weird that he came out of nowhere, right? There wasn't a lot of news about Tiger playing golf, but a great PR move, talking about his leg potentially being amputated, and then next thing you know, he's at the Masters, you know, practicing.
Oh, are you now questioning the accuracy of that? I believe it's made up to some degree.
It was a brilliant PR move by his team to make him be this wonderful story of the Masters when really we should be focused on Scottie Scheffler and what he's been able to do as the world number one. And Sungjae Im. I mean, how about Hideki Matsuyama? Now, he won this thing last year. And he's in the top five. Colin Morikawa, one of the most rising
stars.
Well, like, we're never going to know anyone other than Tiger unless we talk about other people other than Tiger. So I'd like to move on to people who have handled their business off the golf course and on the golf course in the right way.
You would have said that about Tiger when he was that young, too.
Hey, we don't know what these people are doing off the course.
Colin Morikawa, very, very, very bright young man.
So was Tiger. He went to Stanford.
Just because you went to Stanford doesn't mean you're bright. I got offered to go to Stanford.
My point is he was seen as brilliant family man until we realized what was behind him. Phil Mickelson was looked at as a respectable guy in the game. And now you find out more about him. Like...
And he's,
you either
he's,
die he, a hero or you live long enough to see yourself a villain.
Yes, good Dark Knight reference from Batman. Did that quote come before that, or did I only learn that from that?
He only learned it from that. I believe that's been a quote for a long time.
So yeah, I can't stand how much people just gloat for somebody.
Wait a minute.
Who continues
he's
to...
arguably one of the greatest golfers ever. I think, I don't know, did you get the resume? Did you get his resume?
Yeah,
like,
no.
What he's done?
I know what he's done.
And
I was disappointed in Tiger fans in 2019 because when he won the Masters, they act like he won the Super Bowl. I mean, this is a guy. This is a guy that had.
And just out of curiosity, when did you throw Michael Jordan under the bus for his behavior? At what point in that career?
Michael kept winning, and he always won when he was out there.
Oh, and they never
There were never excuses made
proper.
For him. Even when he was sick, he played through it.
Oh.
I think he's talking about off-the-court stuff, I believe Homer's
referencing. How
about
that gambling stuff? And that just...
What, did gambling put others at risk?
Some would argue his father.
Whoa.
Allegedly.
Whoa.
Allegedly.
Some would argue.
We're playing in the allegedly
Some
game.
Some would argue.
I'd like to thank for the team effort.
So why do you get to be a conspiracy theorist?
I didn't make a claim. Other people have said that. I wasn't saying that.
Homer, have you ever had a hole in one?
Have I had a hole in one? Yes. But I do like the idea on, do you think off the court or off the field, who has had more problems? Michael Jordan or Tiger Woods?
I feel like
Tiger Woods has made more headlines for transgressions.
Let him get there.
That's exactly where I was going, Homer. But that could mean that Michael's just better at hiding it all.
Well,
right?
And social media advantage.
The infidelity, I think we can confidently say happened across both of their relationships.
Tiger Woods is not in Michael Jordan's league in that regard.
So, well, I mean,
I don't know. I don't know.
You've been to a Perkins lately, Homer?
Wasn't it Denny's?
Perkins still only counts as one. You can multiply it if you wish.
Should count as a 0.25.
I think you could also look at Tiger as somewhat of an empathetic figure based on how he was raised and what we now know about his father, Earl, and how he interacted with the world around him. And that's all that Tiger really knew. But I would say that they've both probably driven when they shouldn't have. I would say that, yes, Michael probably beats him out on gambling. But I don't know. I don't have the answer for you, Homer. Ben Bruss, what do you think?
I just think it's really sad that on Amen Corner on hole 13, we have to watch Tiger Woods lay up and play a wedge into the green.
He laid up on 18 two years ago and he won the damn thing.
18's a par 4. This used to be eagle time for Tiger. And now all you Tiger lovers are happy with him chipping up for a birdie. It's unbelievable.
Yes, because we realize he's not an idiot trying to play the course at 46 the way he did at 26.
I mean, we're analyzing that's ball speed like it's launch angle now. I mean,
Benny.
It is
Michael Jordan, just as Tiger important. Woods. I want you to answer Homer's question.
I would say Tiger Woods just because it's what I know more of. You know
not
what I
just
mean?
Because you don't like Tiger Woods and you like Michael Jordan. It's as simple as that. Mm-hmm. You don't let the facts get in the way of that opinion. Just own up to
it. You can't handle the truth, Homer.
Who do you like more, Michael Jordan or Tiger Woods?
Neither. I don't care about either of them.
Man, you're a bigger you're a professional hater more than I thought.
Who is your favorite athlete?
Who do you actually like?
Giannis, Drew Holiday, no. Chris Middleton.
Based like on a team that doesn't pay you.
Scottie Scheffler.
Who am I connected to? Who do I know personally?
Frank Kaminsky.
He just got waived by the Suns.
Not
crap.
An NBA player.
Sam Decker's playing well in Turkey.
You don't like anybody.
Yeah, we heard the story about you and Decker. Clearly tight.
We've grown since then.
Yes, very good.
I'm sure he's forgot all about it.
Thanks, Homer.
No, I mean, you don't have anybody?
Who do I love?
He has nobody.
I don't love Aaron Rodgers. I can tell you that much. Do I love watching him on the football field? Absolutely.
I mean, even like growing up, like from like who were you?
Jay Williams was my favorite athlete.
Do you think maybe he got into some transgressions?
He severely hurt my heart.
Yes.
But he's
grown still like
from
him.
That.
But now you've forgiven him, and you act like
but
you guys are best friends.
But he didn't keep making the same mistakes.
This is the first time we know about it. If you're going to use...
Not, okay,
hold
it
on,
may not be
finish.
The same mistake, he but he keeps making
he
mistakes.
He couldn't make the same mistake because he was done playing basketball. There was no room for that mistake again.
I mean, the two things Tiger's done is the infidelity incident and this car crash.
Didn't he also get pulled over asleep at the wheel and get a DUI?
Are we forgetting that? I might be forgetting that. I don't know if he was ever officially ticketed for it, but I believe there is video of him looking rather dazed.
Sir, are you in there? Wake up, Tiger.
Oh, yes. Back in 2017.
Yeah,
I don't want to go there.
Let's just keep defending this guy.
Did we yet find someone that you like? Did we get an answer to that?
Steph Curry. I mean, I modeled my game after him. He took me on a visit to Davidson. That was pretty cool.
It all goes back to...
Do you not have someone you don't have a personal relationship with?
I like Sammy Sosa till the court. Put a cork in his bat.
You know what's interesting is you keep naming these people who all seem to have downfalls.
Everyone lets me down.
You're just scarred from all being let down from all these athletes?
Yes.
Now
don't meet your heroes.
Somewhere.
Don't meet your heroes.
Somewhere.
Man, who do I like? Let me noodle on that.
We'll get back to you.
I got other stuff I got to do. Bye. This could take a while.
Thank you, Homer. We'll talk to you next week. Well done. By Homer, you really don't have, like, for me growing up, like, in
Nomar Garcia Parra.
Nomar, I loved a lot of players, like, growing up, obviously, but even now, like, I still have favorite players on, in leagues and on teams that I root for. Obviously, Josiah the Messiah Taquara. You know, I am Aaron Rodgers' number one supporter. You know, I don't get paid
by the. That's authentic.
It is. It's very authentic.
Yeah.
I've been there since. Well, not the beginning.
Since 2019.
Since 19. When everybody jumped off to Rodgers' train is when I jumped off.
Became head coach, yes. And everyone was doubting Aaron Rodgers.
When Aaron Rodgers needed it the most, Greg showed up. When Tiger Woods needed it the most.
Adam Vinatieri was one of my heroes growing up. I got a chance to meet him. I got a chance to meet him with our guy Tauscher. Yeah.
That's
not
sad.
A kicker. The kicker. The kicker.
All right, I got to go. Through.
You don't know anything about football history there, huh? But what he did against the Raiders
kicking in the snow? Cool.
Hater.
Yeah.
Professional hater. That is Ben Brust. You're difficult to deal with. You know who's not difficult to deal with?
You know who Tiger Woods
American
needs to deal
with? American Family Insurance.
He needs some more insurance. Life insurance.
I mean, you just put us in a really tight spot on that one. We're going to do some 1-0 next on Scalzo and Brust.
You're listening to Bud Light, Scalzo, and Brust.
I can't get the image out of a full movie theater watching Josh's sex tape.
You guys would be there.
Go, baby, go. I'd be, you know, Josh, I'd be cheering my ass off for you.
You good?
Yeah. No.
Painting pictures. It's Picasso. No,
I would be right there next to you, Ben, like right next to you in the seat. Our legs would be touching. And I would push for it to be nominated for short film of the year.
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Scotty
Scheffler.
You knew nothing about Scotty Scheffler. You had to just Google him. You just had to Wikipedia him to find out where he grew up, where he went to college, because you don't care about Scotty Scheffler, because nobody cares about Scotty Scheffler.
I do care about Scotty Scheffler.
You're merely using him
as a
vehicle.
He played well in the Ryder Cup this year to help the U.S. smack Europe.
Great.
Guess who didn't help?
That's all you knew about him.
Guess who didn't help?
Tiger was battling an injury that could have cost him a limb back.
Limbs.
Yeah. Yeah, if he was more responsible, he could have been there to help the team.
It's a pain.
He might have been vice captain. I don't remember, though.
I think he had some sort
I think it was like honorary.
Yeah. We had to honor him in a way because he wasn't smart enough to take care of his body.
90-37-76. Oh, you're so obnoxious.
Yeah, I know. It's wiring me down.
Brian and Lake Mills, welcome to Scalzo and Brust.
Oh, sorry. Brian's gone. My bad.
Come
I didn't
on,
update.
Josh.
Pat on the back.
Come on, Joshy.
I'm in his head. Did you just give yourself a round of applause?
Yeah.
Is Ben in your head right now?
He is, of course. I'm having such a hard time figuring out. There's just so much vitriol. And, you know, I troll back. And I should have known a troll back would make him even more mad. Because the trolling could go one way, but not back the other. So.
And probably Madison more irrational.
Brett Madison chimes in, says, I feel like Ben is dug in at this point. And some of the anger is just him being a contrarian. I tend to agree.
Yeah, but I'm not the contrarian type.
I mean, I think Tausch texted in.
You're testing it out, that's for
host
sure.
Host of Wilde and Tausch, 9 to noon across these various stations, and said, Ben hates sports.
Love sports.
I think there's something to that. I don't think you love sports. I think you love yourself, and I think you love gambling. And I think that when you...
And sports.
I don't think you like sports.
See, that's crazy for you to say.
But you don't have any athletes that you could point to that you love.
Just because
you don't have any teams that you could point to that you love.
I love watching whatever's going to happen in any game.
If you're gambling on it.
College football, even if I'm not gambling on it, college football playoff,
really?
National championship. I have nothing on the Masters. I'm having a great time watching Scottie Scheffler wipe the field.
But all you're doing here, you're watching the Masters simply to root against Tiger because you're dug in
at
this point against
Josh. That is a weak grip from Tiger. He has lost his grip. Unbelievable.
The funny thing is,
Is that both of you guys didn't work all day today watching the Masters, and Ben continues to not work right now.
He's
not paying attention to the show.
Well, Steve Stricker at the MFAM Pro-Am showed me how to have a strong grip, and I didn't think Tiger had a good grip.
The thing is,
he had a better shot than you did.
He sure did. It's actually a pretty good
shot.
You're
not even rooting for like a currently like popular person. You just like the Scottie Scheffler bit is so unbelievable that it's not helping your case.
No. I'm literally telling you that Scottie Scheffler is going to be the world number one for quite some time, and it started here on Scal's Own Brust with the mass appeal that Scottie Scheffler will grow to.
All right, so this is the thing. This is Ben not loving sports because he doesn't actually care about watching Scottie Scheffler. This is Ben caring about Ben, and Ben is trying to plant a flag on Scottie Scheffler, and hopefully he's right about it so that he can bring it back to Ben being Ben. Like this is it. You love sports when, A, you can make money off of it. B,
I mean, attempt to make money off of
it. No. I'm literally saying, like, whether it was you watching Big Ten basketball because, hey, you're employed by the Big Ten Network, or getting into the NBA more this year because you're getting paid by the Milwaukee Bucks, or you trying to be right about Scottie Scheffler so you could tell people that you were right. You don't care about Scottie Scheffler. You're not actually a fan. If you were at the Masters, it's not like you're cheering extra hard for Scottie Scheffler if you don't have a radio show to go back to that next day, because I know you.
Yeah. You don't know
together.
That. I would be
we
following
We went to the Masters
around.
Together.
The first time you ever said Scottie Scheffler's name out loud was on this radio show.
No.
You passed up Butler's Cabin.
I gave Scottie Scheffler a fist pump on a couple of putts in the Ryder Cup.
I mean, Ben Bruss.
Yes, Scottie!
Butler's Cabin with Jim Nance on a Friday morning so he could eat omelets and drink screwdrivers with an SEC girl named, I forget that one.
Logan and Lily, the double L's.
That was Lily then. That was year one. Yeah. You didn't get the invite back on to Butler's Cabin.
Well, I didn't attempt to try and get the invite.
We might have.
I didn't text.
Okay. And you love gambling. That's your other passion. You ended up having your basketball career end.
That sounds so horrible when you say that out loud. And you love gambling. That's your passion.
I mean, it is, isn't it?
No, it's not my passion. Does the blood rush through my veins a little quicker when I have a little action out there? Absolutely. But I also love watching sports.
Ben, you've said that you'd rather watch the games at home as opposed to actually going to a sporting event.
That
so you
should
sit
not
there
go
and
into what is fandom and not. That is a personal preference.
For some reason, though, it goes into it. I just feel like you don't love sports.
Okay.
You love Ben, and you love gambling and trying to make money off of sports.
Sorry, 0-degree weather Packer game. I'm choosing to be snuggling Bruce watching the game.
Not 0-degree weather. We literally asked on a nice day with money not being an issue, would you rather be
we
in London to watch the Packers or at home? Would you rather be at Lambeau watching the Packers or at home? And you choose home because you could be watching somebody streaming video games on YouTube while the game's on in the background and you'd be gambling
action.
Eight different games.
Yeah, I'm a content taker-inner.
Content fiend would have worked.
Thank you. Way more grammatically
correct.
What do
you got to say about Max Homa?
He's not Scottie Scheffler, so I don't care.
800-990-3776. Does Ben hate sports? 800-990-3776. Plus, we'll have some one or zeros coming up next here on Scal's Home Bros. But first, I got to tell you about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. PellaWI.com/radio. Do it before the end of the month to take advantage of this fantastic offer. Again, 800-990-3776. Did I mess something up there? We do have some one or zero coming up next, don't we?
We do, but Brian and Lake Mills called back, and I thought that's where you're going. So it just threw me off.
No, I mean, he hung up the first time, Brian. You could call back again or stay on the line. We will get to you. But,
you see what I deal with every day, Brian?
What?
You guys.
I think if anybody listened to this show, they're coming away thinking, guess what Ben has to deal with, or guess what? Can you believe what Josh and Greg have to deal with?
Buy more, save more when you just add a patio door with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Ben, put your phone down. Help me out here. Yes, right now, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. The more windows you buy, the more you'll save when you just add a patio door. Pelo and Zendorf.
You didn't give me a chance to jump in.
Well, I'm going to get you involved here.
Okay.
I mean,
it's just loves to add a patio door.
Now through April 30th, when you buy three Pelo windows, you'll save $500 when you say it with me now, Ben. Just add a
screen
patio
and porch.
Huh?
I told him to do it wrong, but I just meant say the right thing at the wrong time. He changed the deal. It's just at a patio door.
All right, so buy six Pelo windows, save $1,000 when you...
Just add a patio door. Josh, you got to jump in
I'll jump in.
Buy a dozen Pelo windows and save $2,000 when you say it with me now.
Just add a patio door. Scalzo and Brust family, you guys join in now.
Is there another one?
Oh, yeah.
Buy more, save more when you
just add a patio door. Good, everyone.
Only through April 30th, so set your free consultation today. PeloWI.com/radio. You've heard Tausch talk about them. You've heard me talk about them. The amazing work they've done on our homes. The incredible variety with six lines of windows from wood to vinyl to impervia fiberglass, traditional to contemporary, and, of course, financing to fit most any budget. Go to PeloWI.com/radio. PeloWI.com/radio. Jonah in Economowoc says, do you guys ever talk sports or is it Greg just crapping on Ben? If Greg likes sports, maybe he should talk about them instead of Ben. I agree. I would love to talk about sports.
We've done is talk sports for the last 6 months. And then the one day we don't talk sports, it's like, well, why aren't you guys talking sports?
We're explicitly talking
sports. And we're talking
sports.
About Scottie Scheffler.
We're talking
He's
the
king of
event.
Golf. I agree.
Yeah. Not only
Who was that?
That?
Who said that? Who texted that in?
Jonah in Economowoc.
Hey, Jonah, go bleep yourself.
Whoa!
Whoa.
Aggressive Friday, Joshy vibes.
You're listening to Bud Light, Scalzo, and Brust.
They're lying. Raisins suck. Raisins suck.
We know that people like raisins.
No, they don't.
Because raisins are sold and people buy them. They spend their money on raisins.
It's Big Grape. They got to get rid of those extra
grapes. Did you know that a raisin originated as a grape?
Yeah. Okay. It's part of the wine family.
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Nobody hates Tiger Woods more than Ben Frost.
See that, Greg?
Tiger Woods going back-to-back birdies after... Ben Brust.
Hey, you can't do that. You got to be more aggressive.
Yesterday, and in the latest edition of Fade Ben, the Tiger was going to blow up today, not make the cut. Tiger at plus one, the cut line.
All right, let's be real here. He was plus four through five holes today. He was not on track. He was four over through five holes today.
How many holes do you play in a given day? If he was four under through five holes, you wouldn't say, oh, that means he played great.
Look, I'll read my text earlier. Tiger blowing up, hate to see it. I smell withdrawal coming.
Yes, you texted us that.
Bad take.
I'm saying yesterday on the air, you said he will blow up today and won't make the cut.
Yeah, I know. And I doubled down at 145. Oh, Scotty Scheffler, show me the sauce, baby.
Ben Brust is called every golfer Scotty Scheffler today.
That is Scotty Scheffler.
You can't recognize Scotty Scheffler because
he's
6'3
and
Scotty
lengthy
Scheffler.
And really
You
cute,
wouldn't
actually.
Know if Scotty Scheffler was sitting on your lap.
Yeah, it would.
You wouldn't know if he was sitting on your face, Ben Brust.
Hey-o!
800-990-3776.
What a stripe.
Does Ben Brust
Hang
hate
on.
Sports
Tiger
plus?
Hit.
Let's get into some one or zero.
That long.
Are you a one or a zero?
You're the worst.
That's the question you have to ask yourself. Are you a yes or a no?
Now you're copying Josh.
There's no such thing as a gray area. Life is binary. It's just a one or a zero.
He is Ben Brust, the Tiger hater. I'm Greg Scalzo. We're your contestants for 1 or 0. Josh DiMaggio is your host. He asks us a question. We say one for yes, zero for no. There is no gray area. Joshy, take it away.
Earlier this week, Jason Wilde went to court over the phone over a $40 parking ticket that was already assessed a late fee before he ever received it. One or zero. You would just pay the ticket and late fee instead of going to court.
One. Like, this is probably a bad thing about me, but it's also, this feels like such a waste of time. I don't want to go through the process of doing that. I don't have an iPass, and so I always told myself, oh, you know, definitely I'll go pay those before the fees. And then I'll get the iPass stuff in the mail and be like, crap! And like I'll pay like triple of what I could have paid if I paid right away. So it's probably on me, but also like just pay the ticket and be over with it. Like what are we doing here? Jason's got like 8 jobs anyways. When does he have time to do this?
The funny thing is, and I still stand with this opinion after the result, he went on the phone and it turned out the ticket he got wasn't actually assessed correctly, and the judge said the late fee was like unfair because obviously he got it. The late fee was assessed before he even received the ticket.
I would rather pay $40 than to just not have to go on there and listen to a judge and to think about it and to have the take
on
mental space. $400? I might.
I'll do it.
$40? Come on.
I think anything under probably like $150,
well,
it's
you know,
just...
For Jason, it's all principle.
Yes.
It's
yeah.
the unfairness of it all.
Do we not have principle here?
I just think that I would look at it and say... I would rather not waste my time and pay $40, so I'm going to let that slide.
Like
nobody's beating me in this spot.
Right.
I'm not
going to
make my life more miserable because I was slighted or wrong. Now, Jason might not look at that as making his life more miserable, and everybody has their individual opinion on that, but for me, that sort of incident is something that just, it would be a negative
to
my life. So why double down on a negative and end up having to put myself through a worse situation because I was wrong to the first
place? Do you guys see me on this? So I park by parking meters all the time or park in parking spots where like I'm supposed to probably pay up to, I don't know, $2-3. I probably parked 20 times and not gotten a ticket. So that I look at it now, if I say, oh, well, if I get a ticket, it's just as if I paid the meter the 20 times I parked.
And the thing is, too, that it's so easy now. It's so easy now with it being on the app where you just... Yeah.
But I haven't gotten a ticket, so I'm winning.
Right.
Not, though, because one day your car might just get towed.
Yeah.
No, it's not. I don't leave it there for an extended period of time where I know it could have the possibility of getting towed.
Okay. You also didn't know what a gnome was yet.
What does that have to do with my intelligence of parking?
It's just a general.
Everything.
1 or 0.
Why does this guy keep walking around with a lightsaber?
I don't know. Let's get him on the air.
Can we get him on the air?
Can we get... He's got leopard print Vans on.
And just say, hey, what's going on here, bud? 1 or 0. Parking tickets are a scam.
1. 0. Why? Why? Why are there parking tickets? Why can't we just park on the street? Why are there meters? What does the city need more of our money for? We pay taxes.
I feel like you don't pay taxes, but...
I definitely do.
But you don't pay property taxes.
So? I still pay taxes.
But you want free parking. That's my point.
Pay for my parking then, Greg, Mr. Property Tax.
No, I'm just saying, like, look, you're paying it for it for a service, right? So that people don't park their cars constantly on busy streets all the time, and then there isn't parking there, and then businesses suffer, and like it just, you have to do it in order to keep the city moving and in order to help improve business. You would hate it if there was free parking and people just squatted on there for days.
Scotty Scheffler is killing it right now, -6.
You also have to worry about residents in those areas. So if you live somewhere, now all of a sudden I got somebody who's just parked their car there because there are a lot of reasons why there's not free parking everywhere. Parking tickets, not a scam. Parking people who give out the tickets are the worst.
Yeah.
You know, I'm actually going to be opposite of you on that. I think
people.
They're just doing their job. Like, what do you want from them? To not give out tickets?
Do you think Ben Brust has believed a word he said the entire show?
What is the
I feel
most
like he's
honest
just
thing you've said
today? I feel like no matter what, you just want to get into an argument.
No, I mean, like, did I get mad when I saw the one guy in Madison giving parking tickets
all
the time?
That's all I'm thinking about.
But I've grown as a person to think, you know what? That man's just doing his job. And if I park in a place where he's giving me a ticket because I deserve it, it's not his fault, it's mine. So why are we hating on parking people?
I hate his face right now. So, you're making the most punchable face right now.
So you've grown to hate Tiger Moore for his past transgressions, but to
Yeah, just support... a regular old folk who's working his day job. Why should I hate on that?
We ran out of time, guys.
Yes, we did. I know. We wasted too much time on that. And Ben Brust on his weird fake soapbox that is literally being washed away by the rain as if it is a big bar of soap itself. I do have to give a shout out to my friends at American Family Insurance. Go to AmFam.com to find your local American Family Insurance agent. I've worked with an AmFam agent for many years, and I could not appreciate it more than when I, as a first-time homeowner, had to submit a claim because something unexpectedly went wrong in our home. I called my agent and she guided me through every step of the process. I've heard so many horror stories for people who have to worry about their insurance, who have bad experiences trying to get their claims covered, and have to call these nameless, faceless 800 numbers, and they don't know who to call. They don't know what's going on. It's so nice to have a team at your back, and that's what you get with American Family Insurance. That's why they say, dream fearlessly and insure carefully with American Family Insurance. So go to AmFam.com to find that local American Family Insurance agent. And remember, when you protect both your home and auto with American Family, you can save up to 28%. Many people out there are calling me a hero. I'm not sure that I am one, but we'll explain why next on Scalzo and Brust.